We Energies wants a major expansion of its coal-fired power plant along Lake Michigan in Oak Creek. Oak Creek has been unsure about the project, but now the city administrator has accepted a company promise that its use of so-called clean coal technology will result in total emissions at the expanded plant not exceeding those in the year 2000. Administrator Bob Cuffrin says We Energies also plans to pay for and install air quality monitoring units near a local school and neighborhood.
And we feel that that's an extremely effective way of assuring not only that the emissions go down, but that the local air quality meets or exceeds the federal and state ambient air levels.
We Energies would also give Oak Creek $20 million in ratepayers' money to be used for brownfields redevelopment and another $2 million a year to offset construction impacts. But the town of Caledonia, just south of the plant, is upset with the proposed deal. Town chairperson Susan Greenfield says Oak Creek is selling out for coal and ignoring a cleaner burning option.
How about building natural gas plants that could be converted to coal gasification if sometime in the future it does seem completely untenable to have natural gas as a fuel base? Or better yet, let's just build natural gas plants for this expansion.
Greenfield also says the We Energies deal with Oak Creek does nothing to reduce the extra number of coal trains that would rumble through Racine County. Caledonia and others plan to fight the proposed deal as it goes before the Oak Creek Common Council and as the PSC and DNR take a closer look at the We Energies project. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Oak Creek.